1-800-275-2245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, look, I'm back here at American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, as ordinarily on Fridays, is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, who's going to hopefully bring us abreast of what's going on in the world today. But ladies and gentlemen, we are living in very, very dangerous times. Certainly the whole world monetary system that we've known in the past is crumbling. Certainly they're doing everything they can to patch this together, but there's no incidence in all history where a fiat money system has lasted for any period of time. It's been tried over and over from ancient Greece to ancient Rome. Certainly it was tried in France long before the American Revolution, and in France, again, after the American Revolution. The American Revolution was financed with fiat money, which, of course, eventually ended up losing its value and then being having to be restored when this country was established as a nation. But it has been tried. It doesn't work. It enriches a few people and impoverishes the masses. And once again, we see something similar going on. Everything's being done to patch things together to keep it going, but at one time we had a currency that had solid balancing financing behind it. No longer, and of course the war clouds are looming there in the Middle East. Once again, is that be a distraction for the crumbling of our monetary system? Will end up impoverishing most Americans and changing our life forever? Well, with those questions, perhaps Joel can help us answer those. Joel, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure as always, Dr. Stan. I think your introduction was certainly apropos. It's been a great evil ever since the development of paper, that naturally paper money is a substitute for exchanges of hard currency or real value would become the norm. The governments would learn to steal, basically, by printing money. And, you know, it's something that people can get away with, or governments can get away with, if there's a big enough supply. They can't do it at the beginning when economies are small, because if you start printing currency, it shows up very, very fast as a diminution of everyone else's money supply. But when you've done this now slowly for over 200 years, you have so many trillions of dollars floating around the world that the government can print a great deal more without it end up in hyperinflation, and they're counting on that. It's interesting. We're reaching a period of time in life where the fundamentals economically indicate that everything should collapse. We've got one Ponzi scheme piled upon another, from derivatives to dollar currencies to euro currencies to the Chinese renminbi, all currencies are fiat currencies now. There is no gold-backed currency, and I mean gold redeemable currency, just because central banks have gold in their vaults to exchange between themselves does not mean that it's a gold-backed currency for those of us who are having those values destroyed by inflation. But with that said, we're going to see the process that even though we're on the verge of what should collapse virtually by debt and by fiat currencies, we're going to see them, in my opinion, not been wrong on this yet, we're going to see them carry and stretch this out another decade. And economists in the free market world cannot believe that it can last that long, but it can. And one of the reasons that it can is that people have no other choice but to accept the false solutions the government gives us. What other choice do we have? You know, when von Nothaus tried to have a competing currency, the government shut him down and put him in prison. They will not brook any competition to this evil system, especially gold and silver coin. I think there was a story the other day about a family, heirs of a jeweler who had just lost a court case in a jury trial where the government claimed that they could take possession of these rare gold coins that they found in their father's safety deposit box. And I'm sure that the only reason the jury ruled in favor of the government was, and by the way, this was because the government had issued a confiscation order of gold coins. And these coins were minted during that confiscation order, and so the government just said, well, obviously if they were supposed to turn them in and they didn't, then they belong to us. I mean, what a great evil to be taking away. I mean, if the government needs to spend millions of dollars on a trial to take away somebody's gold coins, it's just a great, great evil. But it shows you that even a jury trial isn't of any help to us anymore, because I can tell you that judge gave that jury instructions. They left them no choice but to hand the money back over to the government. Well, as we near the August 2nd arbitrary deadline set for U.S. default on its bonds and Social Security obligations, I'm struck by the utter failure of the Republican leadership to expose Obama's threat as a total fraud. Not a single Republican member of the House or Senate has stood before the chamber or before the media in a news conference and detailed the evidence that even at our current debt limit, the U.S. doesn't have to government doesn't have to shut down. And it has over $200 billion in monthly income and can pay all of its core obligations without any further debt. Now, it is true the government would have to stop paying two-thirds of the things that it's paying for, such as foreign aid and other things that they have no constitutional right to be doing. But the government does not have to shut down nor default on its interest payments. The failure to expose the threat of default as a political fraud sets the Republicans up to take part of the blame as this comes down. And, you know, they keep talking about they're very close to an agreement, but any agreement is just a sham. A lot of political and accounting maneuvers going on to make these appear as if they're cuts. But nobody has the political courage anymore to cut. Simply, no one can get reelected by, you know, cutting the entitlements and benefits that people are getting from government through deficit spending. And as I pointed out in today's World Affairs Brief is coming out, everybody loves deficit spending. The politicians love it because they don't have to tax. Their programs, their evil agendas of foreign wars don't get unpopular because people aren't having to pay for it. And as we've talked about before, Stan, the quickest way to get people to demand that they pull our troops out of Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya and everyone else is to make the people pay for it. And boy, I'll tell you, you'd find a movement just rise up instantly and say, get us out of these wars. And that's why they love deficit spending. And of course, people like it because they get the appearance of getting something for nothing, whether it's Medicare or, and I don't include Social Security as an entitlement because we've all paid for that over the years. It is an entitlement for those that are getting more than they paid in, but not for
hold
us.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at The American.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg salutes America's armed forces and military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops, our angels of freedom, our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their sacrifices and their bravery. We also honor our veterans and those who have given their lives, America's true heroes. This tribute from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg. The name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Call 732-4321.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're just going into the background of what is happening financially in our country, and certainly the fact that the Republicans and the Democrats are supposedly going to agree to raising the debt limit, which is simply a vehicle by which we can put off recognizing the fact that we're fighting a war. We're not having to pay for the war. Our children or grandchildren will have to pay eventually down the line for the massive debts that are being incurred by maintaining our troops over there in Afghanistan, fighting all 50 or 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Of course, we're not really funding Al-Qaeda. We're guarding the poppy fields over there. We're keeping our troops there in preparation for the next war. But as long as it doesn't cost the American people, and why, of course, we're not going to rise up and say this is total foolishness. There is no effective anti-war movement because the government will not allow one. During the Vietnam War, they funded, they controlled the anti-war movement. They have always have a controlled opposition. Here, there's very little opposition, and literally all of the congressmen are going along with this charade that's being carried out in Washington, D.C., as they negotiate the raising of the debt level, just simply because we could not afford to have the government shut down. But the government wouldn't have to shut down, as Joel is pointing out. Joel, go right ahead.
Well, let's talk about the evidence. I'm indebted to Robert Walker for these figures. The government has revenue exceeding $200 billion per month. Interest on the national debt is $29 billion per month. Social Security is $40 billion per month. Now, these are big figures. There's a lot of money there. You can tell how these have come into huge quantities. And Medicare and Medicaid is $50 billion a month. Active military pay is actually only $3 billion a month. Veteran Affairs Program are $2 billion a month. And education funding, which he includes, and I would not, as essential spending, is $11 billion per month. But if you put all that together, the core spending adds up to $145 billion. That means that in the event of a debt limit, the government can pay all and still have $55 billion left over to pay other government salaries and keep essential offices open per month. $55 billion per month, that's a lot of money. Now, they would still have to cut spending of two-thirds of what they're doing because we are spending that much more than what we take in. But this is a much more viable alternative, in my estimation, than claiming that we're going to pass a balanced budget amendment. The great danger of a balanced budget amendment is that it is kind of a mandate for Congress. If you can't have the votes to cut, that you're going to have to mandate tax increases. And I'm sure that that's what they would do, because the forces of benefit corruption in the country, the majorities that receive benefits, and I include conservatives among those majorities, because public schooling is the biggest benefit that people receive that conservatives, you know, like to claim are our schools, but they are not. And, you know, they're government schools. And you try to take those away, and conservatives will vote against anybody who tries to take away the public schools, because they don't understand that it's wrong to take money from people who don't use the public schools to finance so that they can get a benefit. And that benefit is these lavish public schools that are paid for with everybody's tax monies, and yet only a few participate and get and reap all the benefits, even though that few may be a majority. It's not right to take the minority's money. So it shows that even conservatives have become corrupted by these kinds of benefits, because it's local. They say it's okay. You know, it's not okay to use socialist redistribution techniques and to steal from people who don't use government services to benefit the plush education needs of, you know, of the majority. In any case, that's a sore point with me, having, you know, paid for public schools as well as the private school of my kids, and having to pay twice for that, and it is for many other people as well. But in any case, President Obama's let's talk a little bit about the Social Security thing, because a lot of people still think, in fact, the Social Security Administration still touts the fact that we have a $2.6 trillion Social Security trust fund. But there's no money in that. Jack Lew, the Obama's budget director, went on and on in February in USA Today talking about how this is a self-paying program. They collect taxes, they put them in the trust fund, and they don't go in the trust fund. There is no trust fund. It's basically empty. There's only IOUs in there. There's no money in there. That means the government would have to print the money, and they have to, in fact, print the money every time they send out Social Security checks. And as I covered in the December 11, 2009 World Affairs Brief, there's no FDIC trust fund either, guaranteeing your bank accounts. When William Isaac asked Secretary of Treasury Donald Reagan in 1984, where his reserve trust fund accounts were located, what bank were they located in, Reagan admitted to him that there were no funds at all in his account, that the myth of a reserve account was just put out for public consumption. If the FDIC actually needed money, said Donald Reagan, the Fed would simply print it. Well, investment advisor Jim Sinclair agrees that extending the debt ceiling won't solve anything. The idea that an increase in the debt ceiling is a solution to anything is nonsense, he says. The event would simply kick the can further down the road for a short period of time. Increasing debt is not a solution to a debt problem. You know, this is so intuitive, Dr. Sand. Everyone understands that. If you can't make the payments of your mortgage, yes, someone could loan you more money to make those payments, but then that adds to your debt, and it actually guarantees that you won't be able to pay it off. If you can't pay the current one, you certainly won't be able to pay the additional mortgage or debt obligations you should take on to just extend the payments. Calling increasing the debt ceiling a solution to a debt problem is too stupid to be stupid. And, you know, he's right. It's just like my point that why Republicans aren't calling the President Obama on his threat to shut down the government is unnecessary, and prove to the world and say, Obama, you know, prove to us why you've got to shut down the government when you've got $200 billion of income per month. And, but, you know, it's too stupid to be stupid. I'm convinced that there's just some evil men going on in government, and the ones that are chosen to be our leaders, even on the Republican side, are on the other side, and they're just playing a game with us. All downward spirals, of course, as we're talking about here, this is a downward debt spiral, have to go to zero unless an intervention takes place at the level of the root causes. And now the root causes, of course, are so great, including the various Ponzi schemes like derivatives. I mean, we have the largest banks in the world, like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, have created trillions of dollars in derivative contracts that they have no money to pay. But these are guarantees to pay. These are contracts that they have signed, obligating themselves to payment of insurance contracts called credit default swaps. If Greek debt should default, or Italian or Spanish debt, there's sovereign debt defaults looming on the horizon, and their derivatives to back all of these up as insurance hedges. And if those things go bad, there's going to have to be another bailout for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and all the other banks that are writing these derivative contracts, because they don't have the money to pay it.
I'm sure you're absolutely right.
Well, he concludes by saying, we've come to the end of the road. The result of no financial discipline anywhere in the Western world is unfolding before us. The damage is done. The debt of the entire Western world is beyond out of hand. And that's a sad and shocking truth. The fiat money system is too far down the road to reform. The only thing Sinclair said that I disagree with is he says we've come to the end of the road. It is not true. They can extend this downward spiral for several more years, probably a decade or more. The EU is already talking about allowing some Greek bonds to default. We'll see more defaults in Greece and other countries, but the end is not yet. All this tinkering in the world with the numbers, both real and falsified numbers, extends the time of the collapse into the future. And that's exactly what the financial powers would be intended to do, to extend it far enough in the future when they can use war to undo all of this and create a financial new world order and a militarized new world order. And so that's my prediction, and I think you'll see come true. This thing will, you know, people will continue to say it's going to default. And they'll even talk about it's collapsing, and therefore we have to do this and this and this. But it isn't that it's collapsing. They will just keep using more fiat money until they run out of, they have two forks in the road. One is they run out of sufficient money to pay the interest on the debt. That's technical bankruptcy, which we haven't yet reached. Probably reached that in about 2025. Or the other thing is that hyperinflation comes, and then all of a sudden economies start to collapse because people can't pay any prices. And you have a, what we call stagflation. Inflation, but people can't accommodate that inflation, and so they just start starving because they can't afford food, they can't afford to drive, and that's when you start to have social unrest. But I'm convinced they'll give us a war, make everybody forget about what they've done to our money, and everyone will crawl out of the rubble and say, save us. And that's what I think they're heading for us. That's the only reason to explain why they've been covering up for the rearmament of Russia and China. Because they know they want this war to come. It's their way out to get us into a new world order and to accomplish all that through stealth. And worse yet, I fear that they're going to attack those of us like you and I who have sounded the warning for so many years that they are bringing us into this war, that they're responsible for the great nuclear holocaust that will come upon this nation. And they will accuse us of being traitors to the great cause of the war against Russia and China, because we're destabilizing government. It was also interesting, Stan, that Ron Paul and his son diverged on this issue. Senator Rand Paul praised the House of Representatives Cap, Cut, and Balance Act. He says, we've now passed the only current legislation that would both raise the debt ceiling and fix our debt problem. I mean, it's just stupid for him to say that. His wiser father did not agree. He said this bill only serves to sanction the status quo by putting forth a $1 trillion budget deficit and authorizing $2.4 trillion increase in the debt limit. He says, first, it purports to eventually balance the budget. He says, but that is not true. He says it continues the war on terror, justifying exceptions to the spending caps so that with these undeclared war, they can spend as much as they want on war and it's not caught up by this agreement. Finally, most egregiously, Ron Paul says the act ignores the real issue, total spending by government. As Milton Friedman famously argued, he said, what we really need is a constitutional amendment to limit taxes and spending, not just a balanced budget amendment. And he's absolutely right. What good does a balanced budget amendment do to us if it gives the government an excuse to raise taxes and spending? And that's the great thing about using the debt limit ceiling as the balanced budget amendment. You don't need to pass a balanced budget amendment. We've already got a debt limit ceiling, which means they cannot spend more. And that's what we want to stop them from doing. simply cannot spend more. So as a debt ceiling deal looms between sellout House Speaker Boehner and Obama, the media is beating the drums that the stalemate is all the Tea Party's fault because the GOP base refuses to compromise on taxes. Sadly, that compromise is coming despite the wishes of the Tea Party. Cannot trust John Boehner to represent our interest. Well, here are some big picture conclusions that I want to draw from this. One, the reason government will never stop deficit spending is because, as I mentioned before, it allows politicians to spend without taxing directly. And if they tax directly, we create tremendous resistance to foreign wars and welfare programs. And the subsequent inflation could be blamed on the free market. But once people get used to not paying for benefits that they're receiving from government, a tremendous and enthusiastic constituency develops around fiat money. And as it feeds their programs that they want, and the whole economy becomes somewhat dependent on the trickle-down effect of what free government money is doing. And a lot of people don't see that, but a great deal of the money that people are spending came from contractors who received their money from the government and spent it into the economy, and came from all these groups and organizations that received government money, and they spend that into the economy. If all of that money were cut off, it's amazing how much our economy would shrink, how much is being funded by this excess government spending.
Joel, hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here. The American Freedom Network.
Myrna Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Myrna Roofing in Fort Collins, in business for 10 years, 2927 Bassick Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I've been and back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I'd like to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. It's my analysis of all of the major top news stories like we're talking about today. There is a modest subscription fee to support my work, and people can get a free sample copy before they consider subscribing by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Also, on my website, I have pictures and descriptions of all the three major books that I've written in the preparedness realm. It is my philosophy, as well as yours, I know, that while we fight and struggle to keep our liberty and try to save it, we ought to prepare for a takedown from the evil people who are planning wars for us and other things, because we've got to survive to live another day to continue to fight for the freedoms that we have. And so in order to prepare, I've written three books. One is called Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It's in its third edition, all new color maps of every state in the union and province in Canada, extensive analysis plus an entire section on overseas retreats as well. My biggest book is the 700-page Secure Home, everything about high-security construction and self-sufficiency. My last book is a architectural plan book on how to do a safe room in a basement called How to Implement a High-Security Shelter in the Home. And these three books are all available from Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and they're among our bestsellers. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, let's move on now to the phone hacking scandal. It kind of exposes media government links. There has long been a suspicion among conservatives of collusion between the mainstream media and the government. Here at the World Affairs Brief, we believe there's a seamless relationship between the largest establishment news organizations and the dark side of government. And, you know, we all know the liberal news, CNN, MSNBC, NPR, CBS, Associated Press, Time Warner, all of those, New York Post, and New York Times, and Washington Post. But I also include the Fox News, Washington Times, and others in these because these are... you know, they appear conservative, but the establishment likes to control both sides of the political landscape. And there's considerable evidence that near mainstream conservative outlets like these that I mentioned, Fox News, Newsmax, Washington Times, are controlled by financial powers that tend towards neocon positions, favoring and promoting more foreign intervention and war. Moreover, unless they play into the globalist agenda, I think some of the major commentaries like Rush Limbaugh and O'Reilly and Hannity on Fox News are on the other side. And the only reason I say that, even though they take conservative positions against big government, they are show extreme hatred towards conspiracy theories, which is the most key thing to understand, is that there is a conspiracy among government to take down our liberty through false flag events like 9/11 and the JFK assassination. And without understanding that, conservatives are led to believe that our salvation is in the mainstream Republican Party, and it is not. They have always betrayed us. The Republicans, controlled by the National Committee, have never actually given us change. People like Rudolph Giuliani, claiming to be a Republican, Rick Perry used to be a Democrat, governor of Texas now, claiming to be a Republican and an arch, you know, pro-Confederacy conservative. He's nothing of the kind. He's a globalist. And in fact, a good many of the people running for the Republican nomination are on the other side. And I think it's very, very important. The rest are used, except for Ron Paul. He's the only one who I think we can trust, literally will never compromise, and has just done some wonderful things in Congress over the years. And this is the last chance we're going to have to vote for Ron Paul, because he is retiring from Congress after this, and so if he doesn't reach the presidency, he will be retired. I'm sure that he'll continue to fight till the end of his days. But the big thing that we need to understand about this phone hacking scandal is that there have been many close relationships between media mogul Rupert Murdoch and high government officials and law enforcement. It appears that both Scotland Yard and the FBI have long known about the hacking charges, but have sat on the investigation or delayed doing anything about it. In addition, the investigation shows that Murdoch's merger with British pay-per-view TV, the largest in Britain, was discussed at 10 Downing Street, the working offices of the British Prime Minister. Sam Reeves discusses how the hacking probe extends beyond the Murdoch papers. He says other newspapers, even though they may not be using phone hacking, hire private investigators to snoop on people all of the time, especially celebrities. But all of this pales, of course, compared to what government does. Liberal Democratic leader, head of the Labour Party, really excoriated Cameron in a very dramatic confrontation in the House of Commons. After Cameron had evaded twice, other members of the House asking him if he had ever discussed Murdoch's merger with BSkyB, the TV satellite TV company, and he kept evading the question. Finally, Dennis Skinner, head of the Labour Party, stood up and said, "You have evaded twice, answering a direct question of whether or not you ever discussed the Murdoch merger at 10 Downing Street." Put on the spot, Cameron hedged his categorical denial. He made it sound like a categorical denial. And he said, "I have never made any inappropriate discussions about Murdoch." And everybody just hooted and howled. You know how the British Parliament is. They don't adhere to the same false decorum that we have in the U.S. Congress. They lit a real boo and howl and stamp their feet and, you know, give hand signs and other things to excoriate the opposition. And they're sitting very, very close. They don't have big desks in front of them like you do in the U.S. Congress. They're sitting in benches just a few feet away from each other. It's a very personal and intense environment. Well, of course, the opponents have rightly seized on Cameron's parsing of words as an admission that he did have conversations of this kind, and it tells you a great deal about Murdoch's influence and power. No politician, of course, gets elected in any country, including ours, unless they make a deal with the powers that be. Even Reagan couldn't get elected unless he agreed, which he did in a secret meeting with the heads of the three major networks after he won the nomination. They threatened to crucify him if he didn't accept George W. Bush as his vice president and let him control the personnel who were brought into the Reagan administration. So it's a real tough world that we live in, and it revolves around these conspiracies. Anyone who claims that there isn't a conspiracy in the world just doesn't know the history of the world. In any case, we've got a great deal of a problem with the media and its collusion with government. The biggest spyer in the world, of course, is government itself, using the echelon system. Here we are prosecuting Murdoch for hacking into the voicemails of people when, in fact, the government taps all phones automatically. Anything going through the airwaves is caught, government listening stations, and recorded. All emails are recorded.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Cindy Girk, an American Family Insurance agency in Fort Collins, reminds listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk, an American Family Insurance agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, I stand back here in courses. Joel, you go right ahead. Joel?
Yes, hello, Stan.
No, you were just talking about how, of course, if you want to get elected, you're going to have to go along with the powers that be. And here, Sydney, with this whole issue with Murdoch over in England, why, of course, the head of Scotland Yard resigns. Because of the charges he was affiliated with Murdoch, the number two man in Scotland Yard, resigns. Obviously, the police were working hand in glove with Rupert Murdoch. This goes right up to David Cameron. He's been very embarrassed that he was closely working with Murdoch. And here you see this close relationship with one of the people who controls the media. But it's not simply so-called conservatives. The conservatives and liberals, aspects of the media, are all working together to control the reality of the American people. Everybody's so concerned about hacking of telephones. My goodness, the NSA, National Security Administration, has been listening to every telephone call and reading every email and fax here in the United States for decades under Project Echelon. Not a word of it in the controlled media. The last thing they want the American people or the British people to understand is that we're being constantly watched and monitored to make sure there'll be no opposition to the coming dictatorship of the Brotherhood of Darkness. But you go right ahead, Joel.
Well, then there's the background of Rupert Murdoch, nicknamed Rupert the Red for many years because of his liaison with communists and other far-left people in his background. Now, we're still unsure of whether or not, as a globalist, he actually was, a closet communist, or whether or not, like Alger Hiss, he was joining the Communist Party in those causes to facilitate their entrance into Western governments, which is one of the secret agendas of the globalists, to help undermine Western governments and give the Reds the confidence that they have the insiders that will help them in government. So I'm convinced that Alger Hiss, for example, who was fingered by Whitaker Chambers as a communist, was in fact a globalist who was masquerading as a communist to help facilitate that. And I think Rupert Murdoch may well have been the same. You know, he's married to Wendy Deng, who is the daughter of a Communist Party functionary and wealthy industrialist in China. You don't get to be a wealthy industrialist unless you're a member of the Communist Party. So there's certainly a lot of, entree that the Chinese communists have within the Western media realm through Rupert Murdoch and his wife. Well, moving on to another subject, apparently the CIA is still running secret prisons. A blockbuster story came out in The Nation this week by Jeremy Scahill, who went to Mogadishu in Somalia and found several whistleblowers willing to talk about that the CIA is still operating via paid Somalis a secret prison in the basement of Somalis' National Security Agency. And of course, they'd never have a title, the National Security Agency, if it wasn't set up by the CIA, which is running this puppet government. The transitional federal government of Somalia is a puppet of the United States. It only controls about 50 square miles of territory in the country. The rest is controlled by al-Shabaab, Somali militants. But the U.S. Continues to use rendition and other things that then CIA director Leon Panetta stated categorically, the CIA no longer operates detention facilities or black sites, and it's literally a lie. It just is so irritating you cannot trust anything the government says anymore. Conditions inside the prisons are deplorable. According to Scahill, former detainees have told him that they have long corridors lined with filthy cells infested with bed bugs, mosquitoes, and rats. Former prisoners described the cells as windowless. The air is thick, moist, and disgusting. Prisoners are not allowed outside. Many have developed rashes and scratched themselves incessantly. Some have been detained for a year or more. According to one former prisoner, inmates who have been there for long periods would pace around constantly, others leaning against walls, rocking. They're absolutely going crazy. Well, the intelligence personnel pay the salaries of Somali agents who run the prison and directly interrogate the prisoners. There are two reasons for this, says Scahill. First, it gives the U.S. plausible deniability concerning the prison. It's run by the Somalis, they say. And when the U.S. agents do get involved in interrogations, it's, quote, rare and always jointly with Somali agents, according to U.S. officials. Well, of course, it offers the American also a way around the nominal government of Somalia, which they do not trust, but they support monetarily and keep in power. The transitional federal government, as I say, controls only a small part of Mogadishu, or a large part of Mogadishu, but not the rest of the country. The prisoners appear to be part and parcel of U.S. policy with regard to Somalia. On the one hand, the CIA is training, paying, and at times directing Somali agents who are firmly under the control of the Somali government, while the U.S. Joint Special Operations Command conducts unilateral strikes without the prior knowledge of the government. On the other hand, the Pentagon is increasing its support for an arming counterterrorism operations of non-Somali African forces. I mean, so they're playing all sides. It's just incredible. And, of course, you know, if they have this much control in Somalia, we have to ask, why are the Somali pirates still operating? Why can't they use drones and other things to take those people down? It's just awful to contemplate all of the dark and black operations which the U.S. is operating in. Well, in other stories, the war with Iran is heating up. With U.S. spy drones making daily flights over Iran's nuclear complexes, the U.S. is eagerly searching for evidence to justify an Israeli strike on Iran. They're trying not to make that evidence public, however, right now, because they want Israel to do the strike, and they don't want to build up too much impetus for a U.S. strike until Iran retaliates. In other words, the plan is if Israel strikes Iran, Iran will retaliate against Israel and U.S. troops in Iraq and give the excuse to the United States to enter into the war, and it will be a massive war of aerial attacks against not only nuclear facilities but all of Iranian military facilities and perhaps even infrastructure. I think they want to bring Iran to its knees. It's no longer a competitor in the area.
We're out of time, Joel. Talk to you next week. God bless. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dan, I hope you enjoy our regular programs with Joel every week. I always learn from him, and I would simply point out that he comments that Robert Baer, and I've interviewed Robert Baer. He was in the CIA for many, many years. He's retired now, but he has gone on certainly a couple of programs and said that he thinks the attack on Iran is coming before September. I do not know whether that's true. I simply mention it in passing. We'll have to wait and see how things unfold, but we're living in very, very dangerous times. If you'd like to get Joel's excellent books on strategic relocation, a safe home, building a safe room, why, you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Make your preparations now, ladies and gentlemen, for what lies ahead. You need, of course, food and water. You need health supplies. And certainly you also need to have a personal relationship with the Lord, because in the difficult times that lie ahead, and difficult times do lie ahead, I think only a personal relationship with your Lord is going to be able to sustain you. When other people are simply frantic and frightened to death, at least you'd be able to think and think effectively, knowing that the worst thing that can happen is you're going to die, but you know where you're going to spend eternity. Well, I telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Please don't forget that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd appreciate hearing from you. We need to maintain our network of stations across America, and my wife complains constantly that the expenses, and it is expensive to be able to stay on shortwave, but there's so many people who don't have computers and can't afford them, so we can't reach them by the Internet. And so we have a number of networks that do carry us, but it's an expensive proposition. Fortunately, we're on this network because of the Don Wildman has always been very generous as far as giving us this opportunity to reach people. But most radio networks, we have to pay to be on. So if you were in a position to help, our number 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand who the enemy is. You need, of course, to get our talks on the Forbidden Secret, on the Dark Secret, and there's syllabuses that go with that to document what we say. Of course, if you want to understand the Bilderbergers, we have a 4-tape set on the Bilderbergers, and we also, of course, have the DVD put out by Alex Jones, where you see the leaders of our country with their hoods and their capes and their candles worshiping in front of the statue of Moloch, and that is their deity. If you doubt that, you can, if you get into the material, just ask for the free material we have in the Bohemian Grove. Comes from their literature, where they talk about their deity, the owl. Their deity, the owl. And these are the men who lead America. The presidents always belong, the vice presidents. Now, they don't necessarily always believe. If you have ever heard the Nixon tapes, recorded by Richard Nixon when he was president, and said that he despised the people there, well, he mean drove, but he went because he wanted to be associated with the people who really ran the country. Of course, he was the president, but the president's always a figurehead, as Obama, as was Ronald Reagan. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday, when we're back with you at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed.